Anyone who still doubts that Governor Walker is a polarizing figure in Wisconsin could look to last night's State of the State address for proof. During one passage in particular, the governor was talking about his task force to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in government when a protester chimed in from the assembly gallery.
Because I respect the hardworking people of Wisconsin, I will continue to be a good steward of the taxpayers' dollar.
As the protester was led out of the gallery, Republicans rose to cheer, gradually getting louder until they drowned her out. The speech was punctuated with moments like that. Call them examples of the new norm in Wisconsin, where for the first time in state history, a governor may face a recall election. Where past governors would use their annual State of the State to unveil new initiatives, Governor Walker used his speech mostly to talk about what he'd already done. Walker talked about curbing collective bargaining for public workers, saying it lets schools make decisions in the best interest of kids.
Our reforms now allow local school districts to staff based on merit and pay based on performance.
The governor also talked about balancing the budget.
We thought more about the next generation than we did about the next election.
Perhaps the biggest new proposal the governor unveiled last night was actually a plea to businesses.
Tonight, I'm asking small business owners from across the state to consider hiring at least one more employee in the coming year. Imagine how many more people we could get working if we all pitched in together.
Walker talked more about the economy, giving a positive, albeit limited, picture of jobs numbers in Wisconsin.
Tonight, I'm happy to report that after 3 years of losing 150,000 jobs, Wisconsin actually added thousands of new jobs in 2011.
But Walker never mentioned that in the last 6 months, Wisconsin had lost jobs even as the national economy added them. He also never cited the exact number of jobs added, roughly 13,500 jobs in the private sector. And Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said Walker's promise to add 250,000 jobs in his first term was missing from last night's speech.
We did not hear any update on that promise tonight, because he is so far off track in terms of attempting to accomplish that goal, because he's not working together.
Clearly, the governor's speech did not sway Mary Bell of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, one of the unions whose members lost bargaining rights under Walker's policies that is now seeking his ouster.
You cannot say that you value education and you believe in Wisconsin's great schools and say that you can cut $1.6 billion out of our public schools and everything is going to be fine.
If Walker were to lose a recall election, it would mean that last night was his final State of the State address. But nothing in the governor's remarks suggested any hint of worry or self-doubt on his part. Walker has already been driving home many of the same points on the campaign trail for months now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.